Welcome to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong, and I have the pleasure, as always, of being here with Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
Good. I hope you are, Jason.
I'm doing great, Bill. You got a little bit of a spring break earlier, so I'm glad you got yourself a little respite.
Fascinating trip, to say the least, go on a nice, the weather was good at Fort Lauderdale, and to our surprise, it was spring break. I thought spring break would be coming later in the month, but it had already started for a lot of northern campuses, and they found their way to Fort Lauderdale, and I learned later that Miami had pretty much kicked everybody out. So we were there with our, a few hundred thousand of our favorite college kids, which was extraordinarily interesting in terms of the college kids on the beach with virtually no clothes on, at least the girls anyway. it was quite different for us, but we thoroughly enjoyed being down there. We, for whatever reason, had decided to do that rather than to go on our typical cruise in the Caribbean, which is always nice. We just decided to do something a little different this year. But we had lots of great food that we had no problem getting into the restaurants. And of course, we weren't going to the same restaurants with the thousands and thousands of the kids who were there. So, but we really did have a good time, and it was nice to get away because everyone needs a respite. And it's important for folks who work every day in an office. It's important for those who work at home, and caregivers especially need respite. I certainly need a respite from time to time as well. So anyway, it was nice to get away. All right. Well, anyway, the first thing I want to talk about this morning is something that's a little different, but it has to do with Medicare for seniors. Now, people do get Medicare and Medicaid confused. A lot of riders do. And I'm talking about the health insurance program that all seniors eventually must be on. And the fact is that there are lots of options today. For those folks who are on traditional Medicare, the most folks who are on traditional Medicare are on traditional Medicare, but they have a supplemental health care plan. And so they have traditional Medicare and a supplement plan, or sometimes it's called a Medigap plan, because even though Medicare is closing a number of the old gaps that have been in the system a long time, there will still be lots of copays and deductibles and gaps, if you will. And so the fact is that that's just, one option as far as Medicare goes is to be on traditional Medicare or not. And if you go on traditional Medicare, then you really should have a supplement plan. Now, this is real important because I'm going to come back to it. But so the other options are the Part C plans, which are called Medicare Advantage plans. And there are tons of those. And the fact is that whether you choose an Advantage plan or traditional Medicare with a supplement plan, the fact is that seniors need to reevaluate their plans every darn year. And this is something that young people don't get. And you think you choose it once, it's not like your car insurance where you compare it and then you decide which company you want to go with. And most people don't change companies for many, many years. In fact, the insurance companies know this, so they start yanking the prices up every year after your first year. They give you a discount in that first year, and then they know that most people don't change insurance carriers, and so that's when they start raising their prices on you. And quite frankly, people can save a lot of money if they're willing to change their property and casualty insurance carrier, that is the underlying insurance company, not the agent, but the company. If you change companies every 2 or 3 years, you'll save a lot of money, simply because then you'll be getting those initial discounts every other year, which, you know, but like I said, you'll be an unusual client under those circumstances because most people are too lazy to do that because, you know, it does take effort. Now, you carry that forward to when you're over 65 and you're on Medicare, the fact is you cannot safely do that because with your property and casualty insurance, every policy is exactly the same. So that's not true with Medicare supplement plans and or Medicare Advantage plans. The policies are actually different and the coverages are different. With your car and homeowners insurance, every policy is exactly the same. What they are comparing, I mean, you have options, but the options are the same from one company to the other. And so what they're really competing on are two things, price and service. Because if the policies are the same, then that's the only thing they can compete on. But with Medicare, it's exactly the opposite. There are lots and lots of differences in the coverages. And, of course, there's also a lot of advertising when it goes on as to, you know, what company to go with and those kinds of things. And the fact is that seniors need to ignore the advertising and compare through two sources, Medicare.gov, not Medicare.com. If you go to Medicare.com, you'll go to a solicitation site, you know, as it relates to there. But Medicare.gov allows you to compare plans. And then you have the North Carolina Department of Insurance website online, which has a link called SHIP, S-H-I-I-P. And there you can get, again, objective comparisons of what policies are available in your area. And it gives you the best way to compare. Plus, your drug plans are really important. The Part D plans, you got to compare those every year because just because your medication was covered this year in a particular plan does not mean that you can just assume that it will be covered or covered the same way the next year. So the enrollment periods become really, really important. Okay, now, with that said, I'm going to throw a kink into this just to make it more complicated. And here it is. The fact is that many seniors, about half actually, choose Medicare Advantage plans. And frankly, some of the plans have options that go way beyond what the original or traditional Medicare can actually offer. So they actually can be wonderful for folks, and quite frankly, there's good reasons to do it. Now, but let me caution, because, and what I'm going to say is pretty important, And that is that if you have a loved one who goes, who must be placed in a nursing home, which is, this is the bane of seniors. It's the one thing that seniors, it scares the patooties out of everybody. In terms of, please don't let that ever happen to me. But the fact is that if you have a loved one where there's no other alternative and they must go to a nursing home, what happens is Medicare Advantage plans don't work in nursing homes. And so, in essence, they force you to deselect your Medicare Advantage plans and go on traditional Medicare, which does work in the nursing homes. But here's where the problem arises, okay? Because you can drop your Medicare Advantage plan for traditional Medicare at any time, okay? So here we are, Ides of March, you know, that's where we are right now, right? And if I had to go into a nursing home and I had a Medicare Advantage plan, I would have to drop it and enroll in traditional Medicare. Well, what's the problem with that? The problem is I cannot pick up a supplement plan until the enrollment period in the fall, and I can pick it up during the enrollment period, but it doesn't start until January 1. You see the problem? So in essence, I have to go through the rest of this year without any supplement insurance. And there, as we already know, there's lots of gaps where Medicare does not pay. So it can be a real problem. So the point is that if you have a loved one who is highly likely to have to go to a nursing home in the near future, then you would be, why, even if you've been enjoying a Medicare Advantage plan that has been very helpful, you really need to consider going back to traditional Medicare during the enrollment period. Because if you're on traditional Medicare, then you can keep your supplement plan, even if you go on Medicaid, in order to pay the bills. But the problem is that the Medicare Advantage plans don't work in a nursing home situation. So that can be problematic for folks, and they need to watch out for that.
Thanks for putting that on our radar. You don't want to be in a situation where you put in all that work to select one of those plans, and then, you know, you find out you end up in a nursing home and everything just gets blown up at that point. And this is why this program is such a valuable resource for those who listen. And Bill, you provide such wonderful insight. We're going to get into some other topics as well. In particular, I know there's a future tax change that you want to make sure is on everyone's radar. I want to remind those listening that if you would like to learn more about Medicaid and long-term care assistance, which Bill mentioned briefly, you can go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page. Bill and the team at WG Alexander and Associates put on a free webinar every month, the second Wednesday of every month. They do this. They will cover information on Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance for those dealing with the financial burden of long-term care. There's also a webinar dedicated to asset protection and trust planning. Both are absolutely free to attend. There's no cost associated with any of these. Just a wonderful educational opportunity for you to learn more from some experts in this field, which is often wrought with misinformation and half-truths. So this is a great chance for you to get some quality information. Go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button, or call 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. A quick break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can go to WGALaw.com if you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, find someone on the team at WG Alexander & Associates to chat with. You can also find information about their free webinars if you're interested in learning more about long-term care assistance or asset protection and trust planning. Go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button and sign up for one of their free webinars. Next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, April 10th. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, you know, tax planning is a part of what you do. And, you know, you factor that into asset protection. And there's some tax changes that you think we should have on our radar.
Well, and this actually... is so important, and it affects almost everyone. And it's not political that I'm talking about this. It's the fact that in January 1, 2026, several things happen as it relates to our taxes. The first thing that's really important is that our individual income tax brackets, okay, in terms of our tax rates, go up significantly January 1, 2026. In other words, they're lower now for 2024 and 2025, but in 2026, those rates go up. That's really important for planning. And for a lot of folks, that the rates go up a lot. For others, not as much, but they all go up. At the same time, the exemptions for estate planning, which includes the estate tax exemption, the gift tax exemption, and the generation skipping tax exemptions, those are the three biggies, they come tumbling down on January 1, 2026. So for families of significant wealth, those estate planning exemptions drop from what will be close to $14 million per person, which that leaves almost all of us out. That, in other words, we don't have to worry about it. But in January 1, 2026, those exemptions drop to a little over $6 million each. So that's a significant drop. And of course, at $6 million, as opposed to 14, there's a bunch of folks who are pretty close to that number or over that number. So guess what? They have to worry about estate tax planning in a big way, and better be on the ball and doing something about it this year and or next year, and not waiting till the end of next year either, because oftentimes you won't be able to get it done by then. And I say this is not political at all, because some people say, oh, it must be because the Democrats or there's a Democratic president. No, these changes, basically the increase in income tax was passed by the Republicans at the same time that they lowered the tax. In other words, when they lowered the tax, and it was done during the Republican years, they realized that these nice tax rates were not sustainable. So in essence, in the same law that they reduced rates, they increased rates in 2026. So in essence, if you get right down to it, this has absolutely nothing to do with Democrats, and it doesn't even have anything to do with the Republicans at this point. This is just what the law is, okay? But if you think about it, I mean, it's the thing about it is this, that while nobody wants to pay a more income tax, I mean, I'm my whole point is, if we can reduce your income tax, I'm going to help you do it. If I can reduce or eliminate estate tax, I'm going to help you do it. That's my job, okay? And I enjoy doing it because no one should pay more than they have to pay. And if there is a way to reduce or eliminate what you might have to owe the government, that's good planning as far as I'm concerned. But the point is that the debt of this country is extremely high. The deficit is extremely high. And what you have to do, I mean, it's sort of like if Congress doesn't get control of spending, we're in trouble because in essence, what I look at is, what is the percentage of debt as it relates to the federal budget? And as the debt increases, it requires more of the total federal budget simply to pay the debt down. And unfortunately, the percentage of debt as a portion, in other words, the payment of interest on that debt, has become a bigger percentage of the overall debt. And Congress has got to figure out a way, if they could ever figure out anything, which I don't know that they can. This is not presidential stuff. This is congressional stuff. Congress is the one who has to do this. The president doesn't do this. This is Congress. So you got to have people who are willing to do what has to be done to make these things work right. But anyway, it's important for folks to know, there are an awful lot of seniors who, if they have to pay income tax, they're normally at the 10% rate. The good news is that rate's going to stay the same. But the folks who are at the 12% rate, which is probably the largest group of seniors, that's going to go back up to 15%. That's a pretty big increase. And the folks who are at the 22% bracket will be back up to 25%. And the fact is that these are pretty big increases. But you see where the biggest increase is. Right now, it's 12% to 22%. So that is the 10% bracket increase. You might say, well, why is that? It's because the middle class in this country pays for all the darn taxes. And that's where the rubber meets the road. It's those folks who get pushed from what is now the 12, which will be the 15% bracket, gets pushed into the 25% bracket. And that's squarely the middle class taxpayer. And we're the ones who get hit with the majority. We're the ones that pay for the government, if you get right down to it. So it's interesting to understand that. And see, there's another factor involved. And so I'm trying to tell folks that this is the time that you need to be talking to your CPA, your estate planning or tax lawyer, or your financial advisor about things that you can do now that will help reduce taxes in the future as these tax rates will go up. And so, for instance, for a lot of folks, should we be doing Roth conversions now, this year and next year? And the answer for a lot of folks is yes. Not everybody, because everybody's different. But the fact is there are other ways to reduce taxes in the future. See, another thing that a lot of folks don't realize is that when you lose your spouse, which is a concern for many seniors, because we all die, and in the majority of cases, when a spouse dies, the survivor gets put into the next highest tax bracket. And a lot of folks don't think about that, but obviously to lower taxes for yourself, your spouse, and your children, and oftentimes your children are in a higher tax bracket than you are, but not always. But that's a consideration in terms of if you're trying to do family planning as it relates to reducing taxes for everyone, it makes a difference. And so this is the for this year and next year is the time to do some things that might save you a good bit of money as it relates to income taxes in the future. You know, it's really hard for folks to pay now to save later, but that's the where we are, quite frankly.
Well, if this hopefully will light a fire under you, if you've been thinking about doing some asset protection planning or some estate planning, get a hold of an elder law attorney, because these changes, there could be some opportunities for you for some savings if once you factor in these changes that are set to happen, which is not something that we can avoid, unfortunately. So we know it's coming. Let's make that a factor in our plans. If you would like to reach out to an elder law attorney, get a hold of the team at WG Alexander and Associates by going to WGALaw.com. WGALaw.com. Schedule some time to speak with a professional. Find information at WGALaw.com on their free webinars as well. If you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance, this deals with Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance for most middle-class families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. This is invaluable information, and the webinar is free. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. There's also a webinar dedicated to asset protection and trust planning. If you would like to call the office, the phone number is 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more about WG Alexander and Associates and their free webinars. Next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, April 10th. Learn more about long-term care assistance as well as asset protection and trust planning in two valuable and informative webinars that you can enjoy from the comfort of your own home. No cost to attend. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, we want to get into a discussion on irrevocable trust, but real quick, you just had your webinars this past Wednesday. I just want to check in. I know you always love the webinars.
Oh, I do. I mean, it's a lot of fun. They were very successful. They always are. People always enjoy them. Of course, as you know, our morning seminar is about long-term care and how to become eligible for Medicaid. And also we discuss all of the other programs that are out there that can help families pay for long-term care needs, because nobody can actually afford the cost of long-term care. And then in the afternoon, we talk about trusts and asset protection. And in fact, I wanted to talk right now about some of the things that we get into with our webinar. But trust planning has become extremely important. I mean, sure, everyone likes simple. But the fact is that families, and clearly income and estate taxation, is not necessarily simple. And so there are lots of folks who can use simple, if you will, I mean, easy to administer, those kinds of things, that works for them. But the fact is that the more complicated your family situation, And by complicated, it's fairly uncommon today. I mean, this sounds a little wacky, but the fact is it's more uncommon today to have a family where the parents have been married to each other for 50 years and they have, you know, three children and they're their children and there's no stepchildren and there's no adopted children and there's no, you know, all of this other stuff. You don't, and you don't have any estranged children, you know, folks that have said, I'm out of here, don't ever call me again, and I'll never call you again, you know, those kinds of things. Or you have a child or a grandchild who is a spendthrift or married to a spendthrift and horrible with money, or a drug addicted, or alcohol addicted, or gambling addicted, and of course, as we know, you know, sports gambling is legal in North Carolina now. We just this week, and of course, gambling issues are going to, no question, are going to become a bigger issue in North Carolina with sports gambling, no question about it. I mean, yeah, the lottery is another one that, you know, people use as well. But I'm simply saying that it's a rare family that doesn't have skeletons in the closet as it relates to issues that they don't like to talk about but exist. It can be a his, mine, and ours family situation. It can be, you know, there's a divorce is very common and remarriage is very common. When you have a situation like that, more often than not, simple doesn't work. Okay. But revocable trust, and I said revocable, not irrevocable, is an excellent way of planning for most folks. And truthfully, the most common plan we do in my practice is a revocable trust that at death becomes irrevocable, because while it's revocable, it's just as easy as not being in a trust at all, because you use your Social Security number for everything. You can put property in or take it out at any time in terms of the trust. You can invest your money and property any way you want. You can spend it any way you want. There's really no handcuffs, no limitations at all. But you can set up who will control things when you can't control it anymore because of your own disability. And you can set it up who controls things at your death. And you can keep it simple if you wish. I mean, what I call a sweetheart, it all goes to my spouse. But if you're in a second or third marriage and you have children by a previous marriage, then you may not want that, and I guarantee you your kids don't want that, so it may be that you want to have an irrevocable trust for your spouse for his or her lifetime with everything going to your children. Or you can have what's called an income only irrevocable trust, so that the corpus is preserved for the children and grandchildren after your spouse is gone. Many, in fact, the majority of my clients actually use an irrevocable trust for each of their children. In other words, each child gets their own separate trust, and each child controls their own separate trust. But why is it irrevocable? Well, it's irrevocable so that the inheritance is protected. In other words, people want asset protection, and an irrevocable trust that's structured properly with discretion, and it's done with the right whistles and bells and toggles, if you will, which is what's really important as far as I'm concerned, then a parent wants to make sure that, number one, that if their child ends up in a divorce, that the spouse is not going to take the inheritance away from our children. That's a pretty darn important consideration. Another one is to make sure that when our child dies, that that inheritance from the parents go to the grandchildren and not to the spouse, if you will. Now, there are times when folks want things to go to the spouse, but more often than not, the concern is the grandchildren. You know, that's why parents and grandparents move. They don't move to be near their children. They move to be close to their grandchildren. And so, you know, we want to make sure that our grandchildren are taken care of. And if we have an irrevocable trust, we can make sure that what's left in our child's trust will go to the grandchildren. And of course, we can do lots and lots of other things with irrevocable trust. Now, I do want to talk briefly about an acronym, if you will, because we have lots of irrevocable trusts that have funky names that people have no clue what they're all about. But I thought I'd mention them just for fun.
We'll learn something new today and something that maybe we can impress, I don't know, who else we would come across. Another elder law attorney maybe we could use these acronyms with, but it's always helpful to have some insight into what's available to us when it comes to our planning. So we will get to that. Don't forget, go to WGALaw.com if you want to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney. Maybe you'd like to have your documents drawn up, or maybe you've had some planning documents that have been sitting in a file folder somewhere for the last 20 years and you've never had them reviewed by an elder law attorney. Now's the best time to do that. Get a hold of the team at WG Alexander & Associates. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. You can also find information about their free webinars there as well. A quick break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. Back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more about the team at WG Alexander & Associates. Get a hold of an elder law attorney. Find information about their free webinars as well. The next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, April 10th. If you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance or asset protection and trust planning, that's the place to go, WGALaw.com. It's free to register, free to attend. Learn more at WGALaw.com. Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, we were just talking about trusts, and you promised us some acronyms that are going to help us.
Well, the most common irrevocable trust that people set up during, in other words, these are trusts that they create during their lifetime, is an ILET. An ILET is an irrevocable life insurance trust, because if you have a nice estate and you buy a big life insurance policy, having a trust own that policy at the time that you actually buy the policy is really important. And of course, what does it do? Well, it keeps the life insurance policy from being included in your estate for estate tax purposes. Now, the thing about it is that insurance people will say, hey, there's no income tax on the gain inside the policy, and the policy pays out income tax free. That's true. But if you have a taxable estate, then your life insurance policy, if it's not owned by a trust, is part of your estate, and half of it can go away to estate tax. In other words, if the exemption is $6 million and I have a $1 million life insurance policy, and because of that policy, it's $7 million, then that policy today it would go down 40%, but in 2 years, in 2026, it'll go down 55%. So more than half of the policy would go to tax because of the estate tax, even though there's no income tax. So those islets are really important. And with the estate tax exemption coming back down, you're going to find that these policies are more and more important. Now, there are lots of other acronyms out there other than islets. For high wealth families, they need a SLAT, S-L-A-T. That's a trust that we create for our spouse in order to use the high gift tax exemptions that exist this year and next year, so that we get that money outside of our estate so that we don't have a big estate tax when we die. We have another similar trust, a DAP, D-A-P-T, Domestic Asset Protection Trust. Well, a SLAT is an asset protection trust as well. ADAPT is one that we can't do in North Carolina, but I can do them in Tennessee, because Tennessee has the right kind of laws that allow a person to create an irrevocable trust for their family and include themselves as a potential beneficiary. I can't do that in North Carolina. I can create one for a spouse and for the children and grandchildren, but I can't create one for myself that includes the spouse and the children and grandchildren. In Tennessee, I can actually do that. It'd be nice if North Carolina came around to that kind of law sometime in the future, but we don't have it now. Some folks like to do charitable planning, CRTs, if you will, charitable remainder trust. And folks who want to stretch retirement accounts out for their children or grandchildren, that's not a bad way of doing it, because you can stretch it out for 20 years. A BDIT is another one that where you can freeze your estate at a certain level, and you use it. There's a promissory note involved. Burton Ernie Trust is another one I like, that where you can use your annual exemptions to gift to reduce your estate over time. So I know I'm out of time, but there are lots of these acronyms that can be very useful in estate planning.
Well, if you ever get a chance to run into Bill Alexander, mention a SLAT or an islet, and you're really going to impress him. So if this is something that you would like to follow up on and speak with an elder law attorney about, get a hold of the team at WG Alexander & Associates. You can call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000, or learn more online at WGALaw.com. A quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Be sure to go to WGALaw.com to register for the next set of webinars happening in April. Wednesday, April 10th is the date. These are free to attend. Learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, as well as asset protection and trust planning. WGALaw.com is where you want to go. Click on the seminars button to learn more. You can also call the office, 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. That's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong. You have been listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Have yourself a wonderful day.